Hello everyone, today I'll be talking about Sócrates, which is a Brazilian film about a 15-year-old black gay teenager who lives in the neighborhood of Santos in São Paulo. The film follows his story as he tries to navigate extreme poverty, homophobia, and all the issues that come with being a marginalized person in Brazilian society, especially someone who is black and gay. This film highlights a multitude of issues that are faced by marginalized people in Brazil, but it focuses particularly on homophobia and cyclical poverty, and of course, race. The film starts out with Sócrates losing his mom. They already live in extreme poverty. They live in the favelas. They don't really have any family. He doesn't have any family or friends that can support him after his mother passes. So he is on his own. There is no support from the government or resources to assist him. So he's left to fend for himself, essentially. He sends an application to multiple places, and tries to get a job, but because he's only 15, almost every place rejects him. He ends up finding some work on a construction site where he also meets Maicon. Maicon is also around his age and is gay as well. Him and Sócrates become partners, friends, and their relationship develops as the film goes on. Unfortunately, Maicon is also dealing with a lot of internalized hatred and is struggling with his sexuality, which I think is something that many young Brazilians, part of the LGBT plus community, are also dealing with. There's a scene where Sócrates and Maicon are on the beach, and they're seen by two other men who start calling them homophobic slurs and swearing at them. And this really, Maicon really took that hard. And unfortunately, he cut off his relationship with Sócrates, refused to talk to him. And Sócrates is then left on his own all over again. I think that was a really big blow for his character. And I think it was very difficult for him to recover from that because he felt that he had really found a genuine connection with this person. Something also, I think that was, although it was hard to see him betrayed like that, I think something really beautiful that was highlighted through this moment was this resilience from Sócrates, you know, his unwillingness to back down from the truth, from who he was. And I just thought that that was a very, very powerful moment in the film. On the online discussion forum for this film in our class, two of my classmates, Nico and John, also shared their perspective. John mentioned that while, you know, we can appreciate what this film represents for LGBTQ plus Brazilians, we often get tired of the tragedy trope. And Nico also responded and mentioned something similar, and they said that a lot of the representation that we do get focuses on the struggles that are faced by the community rather than the strengths. And, you know, this film was very personal to the director, Alexandre Murato. There were a lot of themes in the movie that were, you know, coming from a very personal experience. He lost his mother at a younger age. He lost his mother at the age of 25. And he mentioned in an interview that, you know, every door that slams in Sócrates' face is a door that at that time in my life, I felt slam on mine. And, you know, he goes on to mention that he hoped that his film would create more empathy for people like Sócrates, because the greatest tragedy in the world is not just hunger and poverty, but also a lack of love. And I do agree with that, and I think that the film does a really good job of highlighting those things and creating that empathy and that impact. Aside from excellent and beautiful videography, I believe that this film presented a story that many, many people, not just in Brazil, but across the world, especially young people, marginalized people, could relate to. And I think it's a very big eye-opener to people who may not have had those experiences, for them to be able to understand and put themselves in somebody else's shoes.